إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, today we'll talk about the third element of our brand as Muslims, and that is that we are one people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Verily, you are one ummah, you are one people, you are one brotherhood, and I am your Rabb, so worship me. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. He said, hold to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together and do not create divisions. I remind myself and you that today perhaps the biggest reason why the Muslims are in the condition that they are in is because of the divisions that we have created amongst ourselves. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, do not dispute with one another, otherwise your, in Urdu jo bolte hain, hawa toot jayegi, hawa nikal jayegi. That is the word rihun has been used in the ayat of the Quran, the word of hawa, meaning not hawa in Arabic, which means khayshat or desires, but hawa in Urdu, which means your power inside, in your your ability. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not dispute amongst yourselves, otherwise your own strength will be destroyed. Today, this is one of the biggest problems that we have. And not only is it a problem because of whatever we may have inherited, because of whatever happened in the past, but it is a problem amongst ourselves today. We are among the most critical people in the world. And the problem with our critical is that we criticize everyone except ourselves. Being critical of yourself is good. Criticizing others is bad. But that's what we do. We are very forgiving of ourselves. We're very ready to forgive ourselves anything. But with regard to others, we have a problem with everybody. May Allah forgive us. Every single person, we only seem to see the bad in people. And the reality is that there is bad in people, but there is also good in people. And we see what we want to see. This is the reality of life. You see what you want to see. And we only want to see the bad. So if you do 1,000 good things and one bad thing, then you can be sure that as long as there is a Muslim somewhere, he will find that bad thing and he will tell you about it. And every other non-Muslim will see all the good thing and he will also see the bad thing, but he will say, you know, in comparison to all the good that he has done, this one bad doesn't matter. But the Muslim does not do that. For the Muslim, that one bad matters more than anything else, as long as it's not his own bad. We have to get over this. We have to look at keeping the hearts together. We have to look at working with diverse people. The ability to work with people who we don't like. The ability to work with people who are different from us. I mean, anybody can work with a friend. I mean, what's the great skill involved? You know, if I love somebody and he's a dear friend of somebody, if I say that I can work with that person, that's a big deal. So what? Anybody can do that. You know, there's no great skill involved in that. The skill is in working with people who you may not like. Working with people who, even if you don't dislike them, people who are very different from you. Not your culture, not your social level, not your practices are different. You know, you look different, you walk and talk different, you eat different kind of food and so on and so on. Speak different languages. But we have to work together. The ability to keep the hearts together, the ability to be concerned for one another, no matter how different we might be, this is what is required and this is what is meant. And when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam formed the Muslim Ummah, this is what he did. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. He made two people, one Sahabi who was a Muhajir and one Sahabi who was an Ansari. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made them brothers. And they lived like brothers. They lived together, sometimes in the same house, sometimes they lived in different houses, but they lived together as brothers. These two were partners to one another. They were the people who were together in everything. They were in each other's difficulties and good times. And they were concerned about one another, irrespective of the differences between them. Just to give you one example from the seerah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Abu Darda al-Ansari, he made him the companion of Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu. Now Salman al-Farsi was an Irani and Abu Darda was Arab. He was from Medina. Completely different people, spoke different languages. Now, Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu also spoke Arabic, but that was not his mother tongue. His mother tongue was Farsi. So they became brothers. Now one day, Salman al-Farsi came home and they used to live together in the same house. Salman al-Farsi came home, he saw the wife of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu in a way where she looked like she, you know, didn't take care of herself, clothes and whatever. So he asked her, he said, what's wrong with you? Why are you like this? You know, why don't you take care of yourself? So Ummu Darda radiallahu anha, she said, your brother Abu Darda is not interested in me, he's not interested in anything except worship of Allah. So Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu remained silent, he didn't say anything. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu then came home and he made some food. So the food was ready and he brought the food and he gave it to Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu. So Salman al-Farsi said, you sit down and eat with me. So Abu Darda said, no, I am fasting. Salman al-Farsi said, if you are fasting, then I also won't. Unless you eat with me, I will not eat. So it was a nafil fast. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu broke his fast and he ate with Salman al-Farsi. Then in the night they went to sleep and a little while later Abu Darda got up to pray. Salman al-Farsi told him, lie down and go back to sleep. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu lay down and went back to sleep. Then in the middle of the night he got up again and Salman al-Farsi said, lie down and go to sleep. So he went to sleep. Then towards the last part of the night, Salman al-Farsi woke up Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and they both prayed tahajjud together. In the morning when they went for Salat al-Fajr to the masjid, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu complained to Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, this is what my brother is doing. He is interfering in my life. He is, forcing me to do things. And when I asked him, he's telling me, your wife has a right on you, your body has a right on you, and your Rabb has a right on you. And you must give each one his right. So he complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam listened to this complaint. And he said, Salman al-Farsi is right. He said, your brother Salman is correct. So give to each one their right. Now my question to myself and you is, which one of us has a friend who is so close that you can behave like this with him? Can you imagine? Even the closest of our friends, are we close enough to do this, to say this? And he's doing it for his own good. I mean, it's not that he's not trying to interfere, but he's saying, here is this man who is, alhamdulillah, is not doing haram. He is involved in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is gone to the point where now it is interfering with his own physical well-being and with his family and so on and so forth. Of course, none of us is anywhere close to that. You know, for us even to do the faraid in the masjid is the issue. We are talking about people for whom they used to, you know, day and night they used to be involved in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm just saying that This is an example of the kind of brotherhood that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam created and which the Sahaba maintained and which the Sahaba were faithful to and true to, where the differences between people didn't matter. What mattered was the commonality. And what was that commonality? That we are Muslim. There's only one commonality. Ana rabbukum fa'budun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am your Rabb, so worship me. Whoever you are, you may be black, green, blue, you are from India, Pakistan, you are from America, from Africa, from Asia, from South America, it doesn't matter. As long as you are Muslim, you are a brother of another Muslim. Whether that other person is like you or unlike you makes no difference, because you both worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ana rabbukum. The cause of the brotherhood is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Ana rabbukum. Fa'budun. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fattaqun. Have taqwa of me. The reason for brotherhood is that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. No other reason that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I am Shafi or Hanafi or Maliki or Hanbali or Salafi or Allah knows what, makes no difference. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, unfortunately, all of that and more makes a difference. All of that and more makes a difference. I have had people here coming and asking Azhar and Mameen. People don't take the liberty of asking me directly these things, alhamdulillah. But they came and somebody asked Azhar, this Sheikh, is he Salafi? So Azhar said, what is Salafi? These boys also know how to answer. They also know how to answer. He said, you first tell me what is Salafi, then I will tell you whether this Sheikh is Salafi or not. So he wants to find out, is the Sheikh Salafi before he wants to pray. He said, no problem. Hyderabad has more than 10,000 masajid. So you still have 9,999 masajid to go and pray. Go pray. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. We should be ashamed of ourselves. We should be absolutely ashamed of ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put only one criterion, that so and so is, you worship me, therefore you are a brother to another Muslim. But we say, no, that's not enough. What I must also know is, does he raise his hands after ruku? Does he move his finger in tashahud? Does he pray with a cap or without a cap? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And that also we have reduced the sunnah to what suits us. We reduce sunnah to what suits us. We think that being Salafi means to have a beard which you don't comb and to pray without a head covering. Only two requirements of being Salafi. Rest of it doesn't matter. The akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes no difference. The fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to smile, and he said that to smile is sadaqah. To see you smile, I will take you to a dentist. If I want to see your teeth, I will take you to a dentist. You can't see them otherwise. You smile, la hawla quwwata illa billah. You always walk around looking like you are in a funeral. What to do with the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We throw it away somewhere, eh? Because we just pick and choose what we want out of the sunnah. And create an image which is horrible. This is not deen. Let me assure you, this is not deen. Deen is to take the whole sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did not put a condition. He said, make my ittiba from head to toe. In every aspect of life. In every aspect of life. As I have said many times, there is one hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed a nafil salah without a head covering. There are a million hadiths to say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed every salah with a head covering, with a turban, with a helmet, with a topi, with. So what to do with those hadiths now? Since you want to follow only one hadith, what about the others? They are sahih, they are mutawatir. What to do with them? Junk all of them because you want to pray without a head covering. Because that's my Islam. My Islam is to pray without a head covering. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. We have to get real. And getting real means follow the sunnah properly, whole sunnah. Go learn. Go learn. Go read. And the biggest aspect of the sunnah is keep the hearts together. Don't create differences. If somebody comes and creates a difference, throw him out. Throw him out. Sorry, I'm not interested in differences. You want to criticize a Muslim brother? Go do it somewhere else, not with me. I'm not interested in listening. Don't even listen. keep hearts together. If you find a fault in a brother, if you are really interested in correcting him, then stand in tahajjud and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change him, because only Allah can change. Don't criticize him. Don't criticize him. Don't talk about him. If you are really seriously interested, go stand in tahajjud. But if you are only interested in pointing a finger, then that interest in any case is no use. Right? So let us be very clear in our minds. The third element of our brand is that we are one people. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the famous hadith that this ummah is like one body. If the head pains, the whole body knows this. And those of us who have headaches, we know this is true. Huh? One headache, your whole life is affected. Are we like this today as an ummah? Do we feel the pain of what is happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters in different parts of the world? We don't have to go very far. There are Muslims and brothers and sisters who are in difficulties in our own city. We don't have to go searching for them in Palestine and Afghanistan or wherever. In our own city, there are Muslims who don't have enough food to eat. There are Muslims who are involved in all kinds of difficult circumstances. I don't want to make a list of it here. We know what we are talking about. Who should be concerned about them? Who should be concerned about them? The Satchar Committee report showed that the state of the Muslims in this country is worse than the state of the Dalits. Right? So we criticize the government. What about looking at ourselves? The government did not do anything for 60 years. True. What did we do? What did we as Muslims, what did we do? Those of us who have money went and bought 5 Mercedes cars, 10 Mercedes cars in a day. Those of us who have money have lavish parties. They feel no sense of shame in doing this. They blame the government. Government did not do anything. Of course the government did not do anything. What did we do? If the government turns around and says, okay, we will do, let us look at your history and see our history. Did we do less or did we do more, or did you do less or did you do more? What will we see? We have to look at ourselves and we have to be concerned about ourselves and we have to do something about correcting ourselves. Allah la yughayyiru ma biqaumin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change their internal condition themselves. So since we have spoilt our condition and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought difficulties on us, we have to change our conditions for these difficulties to be removed. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, to turn towards Him, to make tawbah wal istighfar, and to consciously and seriously fight against those who bring divisions amongst ourselves. And to keep hearts together, and to work together, and to learn to live together with people with whom we have differences. As I said, living together with somebody who is a friend is no big deal. Living together with somebody with whom we have a difference. And that is how this ummah will come together. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.